The Essays of Warren Buffett, Lessons for Corporate America. By Warren Buffett. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Essays of Warren Buffett, Lessons for Corporate America is a collection of Warren Buffett's writings compiled by Lawrence Cunningham. The book is divided into three sections: investment principles, business principles, and philosophical principles. In the investment principles section, Buffett explains his approach to investing, which is based on the principles of value investing. He emphasizes the importance of understanding the underlying business and its competitive advantages, and of investing for the long term. He also discusses the importance of diversification and the dangers of overtrading. In the business principles section, Buffett outlines his views on corporate governance, management, and the role of the board of directors. He emphasizes the importance of having a strong corporate culture and of aligning the interests of management and shareholders. He also discusses the importance of having a long-term focus and of avoiding short-term thinking. In the philosophical principles section, Buffett outlines his views on life, success, and happiness. He emphasizes the importance of having a positive attitude and of focusing on the long term. He also discusses the importance of having a sense of humor and of being humble. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about Warren Buffett and his approach to investing and business. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Invest in what you understand. Warren Buffett recommends that investors should only invest in businesses that they understand and have a good grasp of the industry. He believes that investors should be able to understand the business and its competitive advantages before investing. Warren Buffett has long been an advocate of investing in what you understand. He believes that investors should take the time to research and understand the business and its competitive advantages before investing. Buffett believes that investors should be able to identify the strengths and weaknesses of the business and its industry, and be able to make an informed decision about whether or not to invest. He also believes that investors should be able to understand the risks associated with the investment and be able to make an informed decision about whether or not to invest. Buffett believes that investors should be able to identify the potential for growth in the business and its industry, and be able to make an informed decision about whether or not to invest. He also believes that investors should be able to identify the potential for value creation in the business and its industry, and be able to make an informed decision about whether or not to invest. Finally, Buffett believes that investors should be able to identify the potential for long-term success in the business and its industry, and be able to make an informed decision about whether or not to invest. In short, Buffett believes that investors should be able to understand the business and its industry before investing. He believes that investors should be able to identify the potential for growth, value creation, and long-term success in the business and its industry, and be able to make an informed decision about whether or not to invest. By investing in what you understand, you can make more informed decisions and increase your chances of success. Main idea number 2. Have a long-term perspective. Buffett believes that investors should have a long-term perspective when investing. He recommends that investors should focus on the long-term potential of a business rather than short-term gains. Warren Buffett believes that investors should have a long-term perspective when investing. He recommends that investors should focus on the long-term potential of a business rather than short-term gains. Buffett believes that investors should look at the underlying fundamentals of a business and its potential for growth over the long term. He believes that investors should be patient and not be swayed by short-term market fluctuations. Buffett also believes that investors should diversify their investments and not put all their eggs in one basket. He believes that investors should be willing to hold on to their investments for the long term and not be tempted to sell when the market is down. By having a long-term perspective, investors can maximize their returns and minimize their risks. Buffett also believes that investors should be disciplined and not be swayed by emotions. He believes that investors should have a plan and stick to it. He believes that investors should be aware of the risks associated with their investments and be prepared to accept losses if necessary. He also believes that investors should be willing to take calculated risks and not be afraid to make mistakes. By having a long-term perspective and being disciplined, investors can maximize their returns and minimize their risks. Main idea number 3. Don't be swayed by market fluctuations. Buffett recommends that investors should not be swayed by market fluctuations and should instead focus on the fundamentals of the business. He believes that investors should not be influenced by short-term market movements and should instead focus on the long-term potential of the business. Don't be swayed by market fluctuations. Buffett recommends that investors should not be swayed by market fluctuations and should instead focus on the fundamentals of the business. He believes that investors should not be influenced by short-term market movements and should instead focus on the long-term potential of the business. He suggests that investors should look at the underlying value of the business and not be swayed by the market's short-term fluctuations. He believes that investors should focus on the company's fundamentals, such as its competitive advantages, its financial strength, and its management team. He also suggests that investors should look at the company's long-term prospects and not be influenced by short-term market movements. Buffett believes that investors should not be influenced by the market's short-term movements and should instead focus on the long-term potential of the business. He suggests that investors should look at the underlying value of the business and not be swayed by the market's short-term fluctuations. He believes that investors should focus on the company's fundamentals, such as its competitive advantages, its financial strength, and its management team. He also suggests that investors should look at the company's long-term prospects and not be influenced by short-term market movements. Buffett also recommends that investors should not be influenced by the opinions of others and should instead focus on their own research and analysis. He believes that investors should not be swayed by the opinions of others and should instead focus on their own research and analysis. He suggests that investors should look at the underlying value of the business and not be swayed by the market's short-term fluctuations. He believes that investors should focus on the company's fundamentals, such as its competitive advantages, its financial strength, and its management team. He also suggests that investors should look at the company's long-term prospects and not be influenced by short-term market movements. Main idea number 4. Don't be afraid to be contrarian. Buffett recommends that investors should not be afraid to go against the crowd and invest in businesses that are out of favor. He believes that investors should be willing to take risks and invest in businesses that have potential for long-term growth. Don't be afraid to be contrarian. Warren Buffett recommends that investors should not be afraid to go against the crowd and invest in businesses that are out of favor. He believes that investors should be willing to take risks and invest in businesses that have potential for long-term growth. Buffett believes that investors should look for businesses that have strong fundamentals and are undervalued by the market. He also recommends that investors should be patient and not be swayed by short-term market fluctuations. By investing in businesses that are out of favor, investors can benefit from the long-term growth potential of these businesses and potentially earn higher returns than the market average. Buffett also recommends that investors should diversify their investments and not put all their eggs in one basket. He believes that investors should spread their investments across different asset classes and industries to reduce risk. By diversifying their investments, investors can reduce the risk of losing money in a single investment. Additionally, investors should also be aware of the risks associated with investing in businesses that are out of favor and should be prepared to accept the potential losses that may occur. Main idea number 5. Don't be afraid to buy stocks at a discount. Buffett recommends that investors should be willing to buy stocks at a discount. He believes that investors should be willing to buy stocks that are undervalued and have potential for long-term growth. Warren Buffett has long been an advocate of buying stocks at a discount. He believes that investors should be willing to take advantage of opportunities to buy stocks that are undervalued and have potential for long-term growth. Buffett believes that investors should be willing to take a calculated risk and invest in stocks that are trading at a discount. He believes that these stocks have the potential to generate higher returns than stocks that are trading at a premium. Buffett also believes that investors should be willing to buy stocks that have been beaten down by the market. He believes that these stocks have the potential to rebound and generate higher returns than stocks that are trading at a premium. He believes that investors should be willing to take a calculated risk and invest in stocks that are trading at a discount. Buffett also believes that investors should be willing to buy stocks that have been overlooked by the market. He believes that these stocks have the potential to generate higher returns than stocks that are trading at a premium. He believes that investors should be willing to take a calculated risk and invest in stocks that are trading at a discount. In conclusion, Warren Buffett believes that investors should be willing to buy stocks at a discount. He believes that these stocks have the potential to generate higher returns than stocks that are trading at a premium. He believes that investors should be willing to take a calculated risk and invest in stocks that are trading at a discount. Main idea number 6. Don't be afraid to hold cash. Buffett recommends that investors should not be afraid to hold cash. He believes that investors should be willing to hold cash in order to take advantage of opportunities when they arise. Don't be afraid to hold cash. Warren Buffett recommends that investors should not be afraid to hold cash. He believes that investors should be willing to hold cash in order to take advantage of opportunities when they arise. Buffett believes that investors should not be afraid to have cash on hand, as it can be used to purchase stocks when they are undervalued. He also believes that investors should be patient and wait for the right opportunity to invest, rather than rushing into a decision. By holding cash, investors can be prepared to take advantage of any potential opportunities that may arise. Buffett also believes that investors should not be afraid to hold cash for long periods of time. He believes that investors should be willing to wait for the right opportunity to invest, rather than rushing into a decision. By holding cash, investors can be prepared to take advantage of any potential opportunities that may arise. Additionally, holding cash can provide investors with a cushion in case of a market downturn, allowing them to wait out the downturn and purchase stocks when they are undervalued. Overall, Warren Buffett recommends that investors should not be afraid to hold cash. He believes that investors should be willing to wait for the right opportunity to invest, rather than rushing into a decision. By holding cash, investors can be prepared to take advantage of any potential opportunities that may arise, as well as providing a cushion in case of a market downturn. Main idea number 7. Don't be afraid to diversify. Buffett recommends that investors should not be afraid to diversify their investments. He believes that investors should be willing to invest in different types of businesses in order to reduce risk and maximize returns. Warren Buffett has long been an advocate of diversification when it comes to investing. He believes that investors should not be afraid to spread their investments across different types of businesses in order to reduce risk and maximize returns. Buffett recommends that investors should diversify their portfolios by investing in different industries, different types of companies, and different types of securities. This way, investors can reduce their risk of losses due to any one particular sector or company performing poorly. Buffett also recommends that investors diversify their investments geographically. By investing in different countries, investors can reduce their risk of losses due to any one particular country or region performing poorly. Additionally, investors can benefit from the different economic cycles of different countries, which can help to balance out any losses in one area with gains in another. Finally, Buffett recommends that investors diversify their investments across different asset classes. By investing in stocks, bonds, real estate, and other asset classes, investors can reduce their risk of losses due to any one particular asset class performing poorly. Additionally, investors can benefit from the different returns of different asset classes, which can help to balance out any losses in one area with gains in another. Overall, diversification is an important part of any investor's strategy. By diversifying their investments across different types of businesses, countries, and asset classes, investors can reduce their risk of losses and maximize their returns. Main idea number 8. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself. Buffett recommends that investors should not be afraid to invest in themselves. He believes that investors should be willing to invest in their own education and knowledge in order to become better investors. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself. Warren Buffett recommends that investors should not be afraid to invest in themselves. He believes that investing in one's own education and knowledge is essential for becoming a successful investor. Buffett encourages investors to take the time to learn about the markets, the different types of investments, and the risks associated with each. He also suggests that investors should be willing to take the time to research and analyze potential investments before making any decisions. By investing in themselves, investors can gain the knowledge and skills necessary to make informed decisions and maximize their returns. Buffett also believes that investors should be willing to invest in their own personal development. He suggests that investors should take the time to develop their own personal philosophies and strategies for investing. This includes setting goals, understanding risk tolerance, and developing a plan for achieving those goals. By investing in themselves, investors can become more confident and successful in their investing decisions. Finally, Buffett encourages investors to invest in their own relationships. He believes that having a strong network of people who can provide advice and support can be invaluable. By investing in relationships, investors can gain access to valuable resources and insights that can help them make better decisions. Investing in relationships can also help investors stay motivated and focused on their goals. Main idea number 9. Don't be afraid to take calculated risks. Buffett recommends that investors should not be afraid to take calculated risks. He believes that investors should be willing to take risks in order to maximize returns, but should also be aware of the risks involved. Don't be afraid to take calculated risks, says Warren Buffett. He believes that investors should be willing to take risks in order to maximize returns, but should also be aware of the risks involved. Buffett recommends that investors should do their research and understand the potential risks and rewards of any investment before taking the plunge. He also suggests that investors should diversify their portfolios to reduce the risk of any one investment going bad. By diversifying, investors can spread their risk across multiple investments, reducing the chance of a major loss. Buffett also recommends that investors should not be afraid to take risks, but should also be aware of the potential consequences. He suggests that investors should be willing to take risks, but should also be aware of the potential downside. He believes that investors should be willing to take risks, but should also be aware of the potential losses that could occur. By understanding the risks and rewards of any investment, investors can make informed decisions and maximize their returns. Main idea number 10. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Buffett recommends that investors should not be afraid to ask questions. He believes that investors should be willing to ask questions in order to gain a better understanding of the business and its potential. Warren Buffett believes that investors should not be afraid to ask questions. He believes that asking questions is an important part of the investment process, as it allows investors to gain a better understanding of the business and its potential. Buffett encourages investors to ask questions about the company's financials, management, competitive landscape, and other factors that could affect the company's performance. He also suggests that investors should ask questions about the company's strategy and how it plans to achieve its goals. By asking questions, investors can gain a better understanding of the company and its prospects, and make more informed decisions about their investments. Buffett also believes that investors should be willing to ask questions even if they feel uncomfortable doing so. He believes that it is important to be open and honest when asking questions, and to be willing to listen to the answers. By asking questions and listening to the answers, investors can gain a better understanding of the company and its potential. This can help them make more informed decisions about their investments.